We have 7 o'clock. Call the meeting to order and please stand for the pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Cheryl, would you call the roll, please?
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise. Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here. Public participation. Seth, you have signed up to speak?
Yep. Seth Reddington, and I reside here in Clinton. 2 weeks ago, there was a council meeting. Before that, there was a public hearing. I kind of want to address the public hearing. There was several people that came that wanted to speak, and I felt the meeting was cut short. A 15-minute time frame for a public hearing before it rolled into a city council meeting. I don't feel that that's near enough time for a public hearing. The other thing, the council's had 2 weeks to take a look at the maps, the past ordinances that are attached to Jemima Lane. And I was just curious when stated in the meeting that there would be a planning commission meeting to address that street. When that is, I'd like to attend it. The other thing I have is I allowed to pull in there, park in there without the threat of being towed, since it is a public street. Is the city going to address the issue?
Right now, nothing. If we do anything with it's not going to be till spring. Nothing will be done work wise if that's the way we plan. We don't know what we're going to do for sure yet, so that, and that won't be till spring. If we do it again.
Keyword, yes. Okay. All I'm saying is that I'm a taxpayer in this community. All along, I said the city should pay it so I can have access to my property. All along from day one. Ball's in the city's court.
All right, we'll take a look at it and decide what we're going to do.
It's been 3 years that I've been pressing this issue.
Because you keep changing your mind, Seth.
I don't change my mind.
Okay.
It's a city street. Do your responsibility and pave it. If the city's not going to do anything with it, I still have to have access to that property. Now, if those properties are changed physical direction, it would make the address on the street or on the alley. The physical address, if
we have other homes in this town that are on alleys.
Absolutely, and they're named. So you'd have to rename the alley. How many alleys are White Rock that's not asphalt? Solid surface. So would you have to do that? All that's not been addressed.
Not all the alleys that have homes on are White Rock.
The ones in that end of town are.
Jim Morse, there's a house right behind Jim Morse's house. That alley is not White Rock.
That's not my neighborhood, and that is
that's that end of town.
Okay. Close to that. Maybe that issue needs to be addressed. Have those citizens brought that to the council and went nowhere like this? I'm not the only one in town, surely, that has issues like this. Really. I'll give you an example this evening, today, just talking about issues that pertain to your department. On social media, we saw their widow here in town had brush out in front of her home.
Right.
So it got addressed this evening. The amount of brush that was there would have fit in a pickup truck. Crammed it in there, it would have fit. It took one load and a partial for the simple fact that it didn't let it blow out going over there. That is what needs done in this town, is to go a little bit above and beyond to help these citizens. This city's the one that said, hey, put it out front, we'll take it. Then you created an animal you couldn't control. Now you limit size. And if the pile looks too big, a 4 foot by 8 foot is your size. That is a full cord of wood that weighs almost a ton. John's been in the tree business. How much does a full cord of wood weigh? Over a ton. I helped pick that up tonight just because it's the right thing to do. It's sad. It's all over this community, and people aren't coming out because of this. Argumentative. It's not a street, it's a street. Sure. The maps don't lie.
You set where you wanted it 1 minute, and next time you don't want it.
I need access to my property. Bottom line.
Well, like I said, you could make your mind what you want. We offered it to you a couple of times. You said you want it, then you don't want it. Then you want it, then you don't want it.
Because the city won't move on.
We've tried a couple times, but like I said, you keep changing your mind.
When did you try?
After when I first come to office.
Okay,
we're past the 5 minutes, so I make one comment to the length of the public hearing. We went over the 15 minutes. The council meeting was late. I asked at the end of the meeting if anybody else had anything to say, and nobody did, so I adjourned the public hearing. And it was a little late. So, okay, you've had your, we'll take everything under advisement.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Minutes.
Yeah. Motion that the minutes of the regular meeting of November 21st, 2023 be approved as submitted.
I'll make that motion.
Motion made and second. Is there a second? Okay.
John, did you?
John.
I second you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion carried. List of the bills, please.
General Administration, $23,449.33. Police, $95,713.10. Fire, $8,351.24. Street, $11,103.30. Parks, $5,199.69. Public Health and Safety, $1,880.94. Police and Fire Commission, $400. Audit, $2,000. Garbage, $31.39. Cemetery, $9,659.85. Water Operations, $23,606.80. Sewer Operations, $3,654.14. Water Deposits, $212.44. Clinton Sanitary District, $46,999.61. Special Tax Allocation TIF 1, $1,400. Special Tax Allocation TIF 4, $1,400. Motor Fuel Tax Fund, $22,011.10. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $425,139.57. Hospital funded depreciation, $642,201.49.
Is there a motion? Second. Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. Okay, report from the departments, public health and safety. No, don't do that first.
Public affairs first.
No report in that department. Now, John, your challenge is how short you can make your report.
Streets.
Oh, better let streets go first. I was just anxious to say that.
Just got a few things. The leaf pickup is this gonna be the last week for the vax? And then after that, anything that's not been out, we'll have to put in paper bags and we'll pick them up for a while. Of course, all winter long, we'll pick up bags, brush it out or not. Also, this was last week for pickup for brush for the year, for the next 3 months. So there's a storm or something damaged, put it out. Thank the crews for a great job they did on putting lights up on the square this year. Looks really good. For a great job putting together last minute the festival lights, one of the festival trees, I'm sorry. A lot of people showed up. Just want to say thank you.
Hey, John.
Oh, thank you. Giving me all kind of time. No, I really don't have a whole lot. Just normal operations. I'm like Kenny. The crews did a wonderful job on the square. It was a turnout that I was really impressed with, because when you get something new, you want to see the square used, and the amount of people that showed up, the amount of trees for first year, that was commendable. How they got that all accomplished in that short a period of time was... Say the rest of it was just unbelievable in how everything was combined and put together. And the Christmas parade, I thought that was very well put together this year again. Got a new director chamber, and I think between everybody that was involved, they did a really good job on that. I think that's all I have.
Okay. Department of Public Health and Safety.
Stephen, you have anything?
Just that we've gotten two grants. The first one's the IEMA grant for the radiological emergency preparedness. With that, $4,855. In that, we request supplies and also the secondary paging on our phones. From the IDNR grant for a turnout here. Yeah.
And those will go on file next meeting, is that correct?
Yeah, the IDNR.
Okay. Anything else, Ewan?
Well, I got.
Ben?
Nope, nothing tonight.
I have nothing.
Okay. I don't have anything from the Department of Finance.
Motion to approve the bid for the lime and CO2 systems improvements at the water plant from Henson Robinson Company in the amount of $554,644.
Is there a motion on that?
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Largely what we went over at the last meeting, and this is from the primarily from the COVID funds.
Yep.
Cannon?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion carried. Okay, new business. We have to place on file the tax levy.
Yep.
It'll be acted on at our next meeting, and prior to that meeting, there will be a public hearing starting at 6:45.
Yep. John wants to put something on file.
Oh, well, you're going to put something on file, John?
Yes, I request that at least a commissioner put on file the ordinance for regarding the paid worker leave for everyone. It is, in essence, you know, state of Illinois has passed a law that goes into place to ensure that everyone is able to enjoy paid work leave. This does not apply for people or departments who have union contracts, because the union contract will circumvent this, but it provides a number of hours for both full-time, part-time, things of that nature. But they also give the opportunity for municipalities who have their own system already in place to essentially codify that and cement that within their own city policies and procedures. But they have to do that by January 1st, 2024. So there is a timeline. That doesn't necessarily mean that the council has to, you know, pass it. They can just let it go into effect January 1st, 2024. But I wanted to give the council an opportunity, if they so desire, to pass an ordinance of what they have for the system they already have in place. So
we need to make a motion to do that.
Just to put it on file.
No, we just put it on file.
I'll keep sure.
Just put it on file.
Good.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Nothing else on the agenda. We entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion. Second.
Motion made and seconded. Please call the roll.
Weiss?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Meeting adjourned. See if my favorite wife's down there.
God, it's dancing with the stars from now on.
That's you.